The Ellen DeGeneres Show fired 3 senior producers this week after weeks of mounting pressure on the show. Former employees claim that DeGeneres oversaw a hostile work environment. NPR TV critic Eric Deggans joins us for more on this. Hi, Eric.
Hi.
Well, and at the start of this year, Ellen DeGeneres was honored with a Carol Burnett Award at the Golden Globes. This is what she said then.
The real power of television for me is that, not that people watch my show, but people watch my show and then they're inspired to go out and do the same thing in their own lives. They make people laugh or be kind or help someone that's less fortunate than themselves. And that is the power of television, and I'm so, so grateful to be a part of it.
So that was then, and now 3 senior producers fired. For people who haven't been paying attention to this, what exactly led to this moment?
Well, I guess the biggest contributing factor was that there were 2 investigative stories that were published in BuzzFeed that detailed allegations from people who used to work on the show who talked about a toxic work environment where some executive producers were accused of sexually propositioning people who worked there. A woman of color, a black woman who worked there, claimed that she was marginalized. Other people claim that when they tried to take time off for medical issues or for personal issues, they paid a price for it. And, you know, Ellen always talks about being nice. She's had segments on her show talking about National Kindness Day. She has a whole subscription service set up called Be Nice, where you can sign up and you can receive products that are supposedly things you can either use to be nice to yourself or that are nice to the environment. And yet, there's all these rumors that behind that, she's not very nice at all. And this story seemed to confirm those rumors.
So 3 senior producers fired. Who are they? And is Ellen at risk here? Ellen herself?
I would say that Ellen is not at risk because Ellen is the show. Ellen is the franchise. And not only does she have this talk show, which sort of came along and I think kind of it took Oprah Winfrey's place. You know, Oprah Winfrey was sort of the spiritual guru of daytime talk for a very long time. When she left her show, Ellen DeGeneres comes along, and now she has sort of assumed that mantle. Mm-hmm. To get rid of her, of course, would be to end the show. So instead, they have let go 3 producers, named Ed Glavin, Kevin Lehman, and Jonathan Norman. I think all of them were accused of various acts of harassment. Mm. But 2 other producers who've been with the show since it was started, who were also sort of singled out for enabling this toxic environment, they will still be working on the show. Ellen is maintaining she didn't know anything. I got to say, it is possible for things to go down that you don't know, but to have day to day, week to week, month to month, year to year, a toxic workplace and be completely unaware of it is something that strains credulity. But that is what she's maintaining. And these producers who have left the show, have been accused of harassment, have, a few of them have also denied the allegations. So we'll see if the show can keep going.
Even though many people are reevaluating their opinion of DeGeneres right now, she has been a trailblazing figure. She broke ground as an openly gay woman in the entertainment industry. She came out in her show on TV in 1997, which was before Will and Grace even existed. Does that still count, do you think, for people who are evaluating the situation?
Well, I think there are a lot of people who are Ellen DeGeneres fans who will just chalk this up to sort of runaway celebrity journalism, and they'll be in her corner until something much more directly damning of her comes out. I think her legacy is a little tarnished because she's also built her brand around being a showbiz survivor, you know, someone who faced a lot of homophobia. You know, she came out personally at the same time as the character on her sitcom Ellen came out. And then there was a backlash against the show. It was canceled about a year afterwards. And she was afraid her career was over. So the fact that she was able to, a few years later, establish this, you know, really hopeful talk show and reinvent herself and become a show business success again, to have at the end of that this coda where stories come out that she's at the very least she's allowed the victimization of other marginalized people working on her staff. You know, that's a terrible thing. it is also a story as old as Hollywood. And so, you know, I think it's very likely that she'll get past this. Yahoo News is reporting that they're giving some perks to the staff who are there, giving them a vacation time and discretionary time to try and boost everybody's spirits and ease up on this idea that they expect people to work really hard, long hours. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I don't know if there's a lot of incentive for them to look really closely at changing the center of what they do if two of the people who were accused get to keep their jobs and Ellen isn't really penalized.
NPR TV critic Eric Deggans. Eric, thank you.
All right. Thanks for having me.